right. Welcome back to the Earl Eagan Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. But before we go to the phone lines, there's one other thing that I am so proud of that I have been blessed and honored to be a part of. And so that's called the Special Needs Prom.
Okay.
So at my alma mater, Washington High School, I found out that they would do a prom every year for special needs children. And the budget for the prom for special needs children was $500 a year. So they would provide cookies and Kool-Aid.
Okay.
Or punch for these special need children.
Yeah.
So I asked them, I said, will you allow me to do something to make this better? Because at the time we had taken in the special needs young man that we were raising. And I said, allow me to raise some money. The first year I remember raising $2,500, and we went from a $500 budget to $3,000. And for the first catered meal that we provided for that prom, the beautiful thing about this prom is we would take the cafeteria and whatever, you know, theme the kids decided, we would transfigure that cafeteria into whatever that is, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, the Academy Awards, whatever it is. We got the art teachers across the district.
Absolutely, yeah.
To create these things, and then we would put it up and we redo the cafeterias. Just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And then the next year, I found out that the school that I went to, it became a culinary arts school. So instead of now having caterers come in, we had the students from Washington High School, the culinary arts kids, cater 7-course meals for all of these disabled children and their parents. And I was able to get a family out of Florida to donate $10,000 in perpetuity to the special needs prom.
Annually.
And for 2 days, I would spend nonstop helping to get that thing up in order and ready to go. And it's only been stopped because of COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, we had 300-400 people there. So, that is one of the things that I do and enjoy doing it. So what I found is I'm a servant.
Yeah.
And I love being a servant, and everybody can serve, man. Who do we have on the line?
We got Dick from Madison.
Hey, Dick, what's going on, man?
Here. When you give your background, I didn't know all of it. Obviously, it's humbling for somebody that has done so little for people as I have. You're a treasure. And I knew it when I used to listen to you and Stu when you were on in the early morning in Madison,
right?
Like 2 years ago.
Yes.
And I just absolutely loved the two of you together. It was a fantastic show. And he's fantastic. But, you know, you're just absolutely a happy holiday to you and to all your family and to us.
So, Dick, so let me say this. The reason I said all of those things was not for a pat on the back.
Oh, you're so nice, Earl.
But because I want the listening audience to call in and tell me, because we're going into a new year, what I can do better. When I come here and bring different topics, you know, those are topics that I pick. What do you guys think I should do better or can do better to improve your listening? Do I need to talk about different things, different topics. So that's why I really wanted to use this time today, because I don't know everything. The wise person knows how little they know. And so whatever it is you guys want me to do differently, I'm willing to do that. I'm not trained in radio. I come here basically naked without, you know, having been trained in it. So whatever it is you guys think I need to do more of, that's why I'm opening the lines, and hopefully I'll get some feedback from you guys.
It sounds a little like my dad used to say when I would challenge him on stuff. He goes, you know, I really don't know much, but what I do know, I know.
Right.
And then I sat back and thought about what he said and looked about the way he was. And, you know, it was time for me to go lay by my pole, is what I'm saying. I was making no sense most of the time when I was in my teens and early 20s.
Right, right.
But, you know, we all went through that. But absolutely love your show, always have, and keep up the good work. I don't know how you refine it, dude. You're doing great.
Hey, Dick, man, thank you very much. I really appreciate your input. And you know, I'm just here, and I come here and I open my heart, and the things that I say is who I am, and I don't put on any airs, man. Thank you very much. I'll be back on tomorrow, so we don't have to say goodbye, today. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. So what do you think? What do I need to do more? Maybe you're saying I should stop beating up on Republicans, you know, because I get a lot of that. Man, you're always beating up on Republicans, but I can't help it. They deserve to be beaten up on. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.